So a professor at Michigan State University named Barry Mailer, he's a professor of humanities. Do you know what humanities is since you didn't go to college?
Humanities. That's when you're nice to people.
No. Well, kind of, maybe. But like, so humanities is sort of like the discipline of like human shit, like social constructs and culture stuff. Like this dude founded the school's Institute for the Study of Academic Racism. So it's like awareness stuff and how to be a better, how to relate to each other better kind of stuff. So he has this YouTube channel where he vents about the world or whatever. And today he vented about COVID and he vented about his students. And the thing is, a lot of people think he's just joking because he goes into this whole thing where this concept of predeterminism, which is basically that everything in life is predetermined, so there's nothing you can do about it, is the concept. So he was saying, like, grades. I don't know your names. I don't care. You're just a number to me. I come in every morning and I just randomly assign grades to numbers. Like, you're number 4, you're getting an A. You're number 5, you're getting a D. And he was joking, you know, basically, because a professor's not going to do that. You have to, you got to grade based on people's work
ability. You better hope they don't. You don't know what's going on in their head.
Well, you're right. So he was like basically making a point, you know, and he was kind of joking about it. But then he went a little too far with the COVID thing about how the students are problematic when it comes to COVID. He pulls out a space helmet looking thing. And then he says this.
I may have fucked up my life flatter than hammered shit, but I stand before you today beholden to no human cocksucker and working a paying fucking union job. And no limber dick cocksucker of an administrator is going to tell me how to teach my classes because I'm a fucking tenured professor. So if you want to go complain to your dean, fuck you, go ahead. I'm retiring at the end of this year and I couldn't give a flying fuck any longer. You people are just vectors of disease to me and I don't want to be anywhere near you.
Feel the same way. This guy is my new hero. Yes, 100%. I want to do the same thing.
Right, to your coworkers.
To everybody that I see every day, screw you. I want you all to get COVID. I'm done with it. I mean, completely. I went to Costco today. Everybody looked at me like I had 4 heads because I was wearing a mask. Nobody's wearing a mask. It's crazy.
It's so weird that your Costco doesn't require you to wear a mask. Our Costco, you can't go. If you don't have a mask, they kick you out. They don't even let you in. And if they see you in the Costco with the mask pulled down to your nose, and you don't have it on right, somebody walks over and goes, pick that up, please. Yeah, it's like they're crazy here. No. Not crazy, but they're like they're very militant about it here. Anyway, so that was the clip of this professor. Tenure Schmenier, they suspended him anyway.
Did they really?
Yep.
I thought you can't if you're tenure.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. I thought once you're tenured, you can pretty much do whatever you want to do. But I guess there are certain clauses, there's certain like maybe morality clause or something. It must have been something in his contract that he violated because they fired him.
Yeah, you got to have some type of clause like that. So you just can't sleep with your students and give them A's. So there's got to be some type of clause no matter what.
Right.
But no, it's on his, he didn't do it on the school website. He did it on his own website and he was venting.
We had a professor, our economics professor, my roommate and I, we were both doing terrible in economics. And we started hanging out with our professor and we took him out for drinks and we were sort of like, you know, flirting with him, whatever. He's like, I can't really date students while you're in class. But, you know, when class is over, that's different. Like when class is over and you're just a person in the world, I'm a person in the world, that's very different. So we were like, oh, okay, yeah, no problem, sure, you know, all that kind of stuff. He gave us both C's. And it's like, you're going to give me a C and think I'm going to date you, motherfucker? No way. No way.